Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Everyday Permissive Pleasure. This file will help you feel good, one way or another. See, the thing is, everyone experiences pleasure differently. Some people feel it when they're eating something very simple, while others prefer intense experiences. It can be subtle, it can be big, it can be everything in between. So this file, which you can listen to however you want, with your full attention, or with just a sliver of your thoughts. You can listen to this and experience it any way you want, because this is about your pleasure, your excitement, your arousal, if you will. See, the word arousal isn't limited to just the sexual. There are all kinds of sensations, all kinds of ways in which you can feel excited. Something you like coming soon. Something strange and dangerous you might be watching. It might even be something as simple as waiting for cookies in the oven to finally be done so you can start eating. Pleasure, excitement, arousal are all words basically meaning the same thing. A soft rise in your heartbeat and a feeling of enjoyment to some degree. And you know, there's no way it would ever be wrong. However you experience the world is completely and totally up to you, no matter how much or how little you listen. It doesn't matter if it's the first day or the last of the year, or any day in between. Your world, your thoughts, your feelings are yours. So you can choose however you want to listen to this, with your eyes wide open and focused, with your eyes fluttering, wanting to close. Or maybe even just with a gentle smile on your face and your eyes closed, just enjoying yourself. It's up to you if you want to listen with a frown, a smile, or just a neutral, relaxed face. It's really all up to you. See, no matter how you listen, you cannot go wrong, because you're still listening. You're still paying to some minute degree a bit of attention, or maybe I have your full attention. Maybe all of you right now is focused on my words. The anticipation of fading away into trance, the want, or perhaps even the need. But it doesn't have to be. It could be something to listen to while you do something else. Chores, assignments, who knows? It doesn't matter how you listen. It only matters that you listen. And you do. See, no matter how you think you listen, you're still here, you're still listening, you're still participating in this moment. Even if the participation is no more than a buzz in the background to fill the empty void. Or if these words are warm waves of wonderful sensations that float across your skin. Of course, it's all up to you. There's no such thing as experiencing pleasure in a way that isn't right. Every way you do, every way you want, if you enjoyed it, if you felt excited, aroused, or pleasure, you did it right. Because the only person that can judge if you felt it is you. Some may want to know what you feel, but you are the only one who can truly deeply know. The only one who knows if the pleasure that you're feeling creeping up through your spine is real or not. The only one who wonders if the waves of words weaving through your mind cause you to go into a wonderfully simple state of trance. Or if you're still paying full attention elsewhere. Only you know if your eyes start fluttering when you listen to me, if they want to blink and close and just relax, knowing that the moment is so simple and easy. Only you know if you're ready to drop deep into trance with just a word. Only you know when you feel deep pleasure inside of yourself, related to the trance flowing through your mind. Your mind decides if the interruptions of my voice and the sound cause little shivers of pleasure. It's your feelings that react to my voice in the way that they choose. And yet they are reacting. Maybe not even in the way that I initially expected. Or maybe I did. Maybe I did expect how they're reacting right now. Maybe they are enjoying a bit of excitement, maybe even enjoyable, tempting. But that's totally okay, because it's all up to you. You are the one who follows my words the way you want to. You make a conscious or subconscious choice to fall when I tell you to fall, to drop when you hear the word, to float into wonderfully soft sensations fluttering across your skin, teasing and tempting and letting it in. Your choices matter. And who knows what choices you make what thoughts you decide. This is just an everyday file, a file for every day, or no day at all. Permissive pleasure permeating your thoughts. Delicious driving deep desires, or maybe just leisurely light, just soft, almost innocent feelings, still gentle arousal, kindness, warmth. Just a warm, happy feeling, knowing that your body and your mind are in tune listening to my voice. There is no need to think or even reason with this. You totally can if you want, but there's no need. See, it's not for me to judge how deep you are right now, that's entirely up to you. Maybe every time I speak up you hear a little shiver from somewhere deep inside, you feel a pulse of pleasure, interrupting the sound and helping you feel good. And even that can be subtle or intense, superficial or deep. Excitement is more than just your body, it's a state of mind. A deep, wonderful state of mind. Where everything, word, sentence, sound, becomes a drop of pleasure. A bit of enjoyment. Who knows, maybe even a hint of arousal. So it's up to you, entirely up to you. And when this file ends, it's even more up to you. Maybe you scheduled something else of mine, maybe not. Maybe you like this floating, maybe not. You're allowed to float. You're allowed to wake. You're allowed to drift deeper and listen even longer. It's all okay. I can simply say that I hope you're enjoying yourself.